Hello, and welcome back to the Rat's Nest Podcast. So what we've got here is the Even VCO, square wave out, just going into a VCA, and then into the Mimeophone for some delay. The Mimeophone's color is all the way up. Now it's kind of switching between two of the zones there, just for a little bit of variation on the delay rhythm. I'm in the skew mode. And then hold the skew button so the zone light flashes. And what I'm doing is using the Ornament and Crime in sequence mode to both have a sequence, but also have like a variable arpeggio that we can send to the second volt per octave input of the Even VCO and create like a cool 8-bit sound. I'm also taking the sine wave out of the Pico R&D, sending that to a VCA, using part of our envelope from Maths to open that VCA up. I'm actually controlling the VCA with another CV, stepped CV, from the swamp. So the envelope is at varying levels, essentially. That's going to control the level of the sine wave, and that's going into the pulse width modulation on the Even VCO. This is it without. It's subtle. It's mostly on the attack of the sound, because that's the part of the envelope that we're using. We're using Maths. One channel triggers the other with the end of rise, and we're using the gate input on the first channel. So we've got kind of like a dual envelope thing coming out of the OR output. And basically our channel one level is kind of our sustain. The attack is kind of in two parts on the rise of both channels. The release is the decay of the first channel. And then the decay is the fall of the fourth channel four on Maths. And then I can vary the speed at which we arpeggiate. Right now I'm just doing octaves. That's the most, you know, classic kind of 8-bit sound. But we could do chords. I hear how that sounds, maybe. Thank you. So this chord is just the octave, the fifth, an octave up, and then the fifth on the same octave as the root note. And I like having arpeggios that are like odd. It gives a really interesting quality. I think I'm multiplying the clock times 8 currently. But I also kind of like times 6. A little less fast. We're now going through the DIY multi-mode VCF from Erica Synths, and I'm taking our channel 1 envelope out to the filter cutoff. So we've got like the longer part of the envelope controlling the filter cutoff, and I'm taking the bandpass out of the filter. Ha ha ha! So now I'm going to the low pass, actually, and I've also got the DIY Swamp Smooth CV out controlling the color now on the Mimeophone. Debating on whether or not I want to also kind of change the velocity of our filter envelope, or like the level of our filter envelope, so it's not always the same. Something I think I forgot to mention. I'm sending our primary like sequence, the one actual making the notes and not doing the fast arpeggio thing. That is going through a slew limiter on the other ornamented crime, and I'm using the random pulse out from the Pico R&D to trigger the mute on that, so it's not always slewing. So now we get a little bit of portamento between notes. Thank you. Now we've got a full beat going. Got the Kraken, Assimilus, and SVF. Self-resonating kick. Kraken's the snare, Assimilus is the hat. Going to the VCF 3DB. Rolling off the high bands, high two bands a little bit. Triggers are coming from the Numeric Competitor. Prime output for the kick, which is triggering the Rampage, which is opening the filter and the VCA for the kick. And product one is going to the Bissimilus. Product two is going to the Rim input on the Kraken. And of course, we've got the Sampling Modulator going into the head trigger input. And I'm using some noise from the Pico R&D to go into the sample in on the Sampling Modulator. And on the out, I'm going to the Prime CV input on the Numeric Repetitor. So every time the snare hits, we get a new kind of pattern for the hat and the rim and the kick. So our final layer is the Curse of Sateritas being triggered by the product 3 for the Numeric Repetitor. Sequence coming from sequence 5 on the other side of that ornamented crime we're using to slew the first sequence. And I'm going through the Desmodus Versio before going through the Databender. Databender is actually in micro mode for once. I am using the bend to pitch shift up an octave, keeping with our kind of 8-bit arpeggio theme. And then I'm modulating the corrupt with the diode chaos, so we're kind of getting some filter sweeps. And I'm also modulating the break, which in micro mode you can have. I'm doing it as traverse, so it's traversing different chunks of the buffer. So sometimes we're hearing stuff from earlier in the buffer or later in the buffer, depending on where the CV is at. But it makes for cool little blips, especially because the product 3 is kind of a sparse trigger pattern, usually. And of course, the Cursus edge is all the way up, and I'm modulating the center with the third output from the diode chaos. Envelope is coming from Rampage. And yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed these 8-bit ARPs and such. As always, if you enjoy listening to me patch 8-bit beats on the modular, you can head on over to patreon.com/nullphiinfinity. That's NULLPHI infinity. Of course, I'd like to give a shout out to the patrons. Shout out to Gray Series, David J, Patrick O'Brien, Joby Springsteen, Tom Davis of the Patched Podcast. Check it out if you can't get enough patching goodness. Shout out to Rick Post, Tiny Frames, Sean Bruce, James M. Bland, No Elbows, Joshua Crutchfield, Oscar Brask, and Zoe Asta. Thank you all for supporting the podcast. It helps a lot. Also, if you'd like to come see me, I'm not playing a show, but I'm doing visuals for a show next week at Rhizome on April 18th, if you're in the DC Baltimore area. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed my arpeggio session. Catch you next time for more patching.